T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to go to the Wester hotline now because my man Benjamin Albright's going to join us here to talk some Broncos, and he is the host and reporter analysis over at the Broncos flagship, KOA Colorado. Ben, thanks so much for joining me, my friend, and it's getting very close to football, like real football here, and I don't know why, but I think the eyes of the NFL world are still kind of directly on the Broncos with how this Aaron Rodgers situation plays out. So first and foremost, hello, and what's it feel like to sort of be in the center of, I don't know, a controversy that the Broncos really aren't exactly a direct partly above?
Well, it's certainly been a fascinating summer, I guess, that beats list season. I don't know who's on your Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmores, but, it certainly makes for talking points having all this stuff out there at Sports Talk Radio Cookies, in terms of actual substance, there is actual substance to this, with the Rodgers situation. He's not happy in Green Bay. He does want out. He does want Denver. It's created this palpable buzz here, which is kind of interesting because, the Broncos already brought in Teddy Bridgewater to compete with Drew Locke, and that situation, you've got the Rodgers situation circling above it. It's just kind of a mess out here, waiting for and finding out whether or not the Packers are ever going to start answering the phone and working on a deal.
Are you surprised that the Packers have taken the stance that they've taken, considering that this isn't like something exactly new? They've sort of, I would think anyways, Rodgers, the line hadn't exactly been drawn in the sand prior to this offseason, but there had always been this underlying thought that Rodgers in that front office simply did not really get along to the level you'd want to have your MVP caliber, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback have with that front office. Like, Are you at all interested or at all, I don't know, surprised by the fact that the Green Bay has really taken the stance that they've taken?
I mean, kind of, because this is a team that went to the NFC Championship and then drafted Rodgers' replacement in the first round. They were one piece away from maybe getting to the Super Bowl and instead went and drafted his replacement and, a replacement running back and all this kind of stuff. And it just looks like a front office without a plan. Like, they're going one way, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, we're actually in a window. We're going to reverse course on that. And it's just, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you look at this in this perspective. Over the last, since 2011, they've drafted, two offensive players in the first round. One of those was tackle Derek Sherrod, to play like five games for him, and the other is ostensibly his replacement, Jordan Love. So, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you just look at the situation like, you guys don't want to win. You don't want to win right now. You're prepping for life after me instead of winning right now, and I don't want to be a part of that because I'm trying to cement my legacy, and I've got a few years left. Now, I don't blame either side for their attitude on that, but I do look at the Packers and I say, okay, you can get a big package for Aaron Rodgers right now, and instead you're gonna do the same thing that that Carson Palmer did, retire, get next to nothing for him, and move forward.
So is that the move here? I mean, listen, it looks like, Vegas sports books are all tanking the Green Bay total win number or taking it off the books entirely. And the rumor is, come Monday morning, that Aaron Rodgers is going to announce that he's retiring from the NFL. What does that move? Because ultimately, Ben, that's a chess move on behalf of Aaron Rodgers. Does that chess move, what is the equal reaction from Green Bay here? Is it he's going to retire and they're just going to let Aaron Rodgers stew, one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now? Are they just gonna let him stew? And ultimately, where do you believe the first blink comes from? Because it doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers is going to be the guy that blinks. And then if that's the case, I would, the pressure sort of moves right into Green Bay in that front office. Like, who do you believe blinks first? And if he does actually announce that he's retiring, what does that mean for this situation as it plays out?
Well, it'll be the Packers that'll blink because Rodgers isn't going to blink. You know, he's either going to retire, he's going to show up to camp and play out the string. It's, you know, it's really his option. There's no blink in terms of, you know, for him as far as that goes. Now, for him, I mean, I don't think he shows up. I do think he retires. I'm not sure if it's going to be Monday, but I do believe that he's going to retire and or, you know, force the trade. But if you're the Packers, like, I understand where they're coming from. Tactically, trading Rodgers now, you know, is at their weakest point, because if Aaron Rodgers goes to a new team, you're going to get draft picks back, and Rodgers is going to play for that new team and play them into better draft picks. So I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, it's just become a situation that's kind of untenable at this point. Unless you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to show up, playing this game is just not the right way to handle it.
Ben, this is Franklin Heinzman. Let me ask you about another situation that, as of reportedly, I guess you could put that in that same class, is untenable. It came out this past weekend that Davante Adams and the Packers have broken off long-term extension talks, and I could argue he's one of the most dominant receivers in the league. Where does that situation go if Rodgers does, in fact, retire? Are Rodgers and him sort of a package deal? Give us some insight there.
Well, Adams wants out too, you know, and he was willing to do it for top receiver money, but the Packers, you know how they are. They're kind of cheap and they're not going to pay top receiver money. So, you know, he knows what's up. And so he's trying to force their hand too. I don't think they're a package deal. I wouldn't be surprised to see both of them wind up in the AFC West, but with different teams. I think if you're, I think if you're a Green Bay fan, this entire situation has the potential to crater pretty badly, especially because Jordan Love is not ready to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Ben, and I wonder kind of the last thing here as it pertains to Green Bay. I wonder, in one offseason, you go from, you know, being, listen, I don't really believe they were one or a few plays away from a Super Bowl. They got worked over pretty good by Tampa Bay. They didn't look exactly on the same level as the Buccaneers. But having said that, this was a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year. Like, how do you go from that to potentially having a second-year quarterback, losing your two best players on your team? Like, where does that leave the Green Bay front office? Because I feel like you do that, it's sort of, well, first of all, there's no coming back from it. But I also think in the eyes of the franchise, in the eyes of that fan base, that would be a colossal failure for Brian Gutekunst. Like, that would be, frankly, if you're a fan, a fireable offense.
Well, yeah, and to be honest with you, it's kind of trending that way. I mean, the firing of Mike McCarthy and the hiring of LaFleur was Aaron Rodgers' idea. He said he wanted to switch to something that was, you know, was running the Shanahan wide zone offense, and that paid off. They went back-to-back NFC Championship games, and now you're going to run off the guy who was the actual architect of what's been successful for your franchise. You know, and how does that work? Here's the problem. The problem is the Packers don't have an owner, you know, and so that's the problem. They don't have ownership. They've got a guy there that runs everything in Murphy, but they don't really have ownership, and that's the thing. There's no "the buck stops here, you know what, this is what we're doing" kind of guy, and so it creates a problem. We've seen some of that here in Denver without ownership of Pat Bowlen when this team has been in a trust. There's just, at the end of the day, there's nobody to make that final decision and say, "Look, buck stops here, this is what we're doing, we're going with it, shut up and make it happen," you know. And so that's kind of the problem there. And so, you know, in the end, where's the accountability for Gutekunst? You know, is that to Murphy? Does Murphy make that move? You know, where and how does that mechanism get triggered that, you know what, we're reversing course, we're making Aaron happy, that kind of thing? It just doesn't exist. And that's a problem. Green Bay's already a tough selling point for people. It's a small town, there's not a lot of marketing opportunities, it's cold, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's already a tough sell of the place. You run off your two best players, and now free agents aren't coming there at all.
Benjamin Albright here on the Wester Hotline. He's a host and reporter and analyst at the Broncos flagship station, KOA Colorado. Ben, I do want to shift gears on how this potential lingering trade affects the beginning of training camp for the Broncos. But let's be real. I mean, every Broncos fan has an eye on training camp and another eye on the situation playing out in Green Bay. How does that affect to the potential? Is there going to be rollover into the locker room, considering there is a quarterback competition and it doesn't include Aaron Rodgers right now?
I don't think so. I think the way that everybody in Denver is looking at this is it's a quarterback competition between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater until and or if Aaron Rodgers arrives, and that's just the way to look at it. We're prepping this way, and if we happen to get Rodgers, we'll shift gears at that point.
So looking at this quarterback competition, Ben, I'm definitely interested in how this plays out, because you really don't I mean, from top to bottom, if you look at Drew Lock and you look at Teddy Bridgewater, you probably don't have a more different quarterback stylistically than those two. With Drew Lock has that arm, the ability to push the ball down the field, and the game management style of a Teddy Bridgewater. If you're Pat Shurmur, if you're this offensive staff, knowing the defense that this Denver Broncos team has, do you believe they're leaning more towards any quarterback stylistically just based on the team and the potential competitive level of this team in a really loaded AFC West, but a loaded AFC in general? Like, is game manager maybe the style of quarterback they're looking for just to keep some level of, hey, we need to win football games. We can't afford to continue growing a quarterback in this sort of window that we're in.
Well, that's sort of why they brought Teddy in the first place, was to have that option. But I don't know if they're leaning one direction or the other. The thing about it is, and the thing that bugs me a little bit, is like the myth of Teddy Bridgewater as the game manager. Because you go back and you look, he's never thrown more than 15 touchdowns in a season, and that was last year. And then he had 11 interceptions last year. You know, Drew Lock only played, 12 games and had 16 touchdowns. And if you add in the fumbles and everything else, Teddy Bridgewater had more turnovers than Drew Lock last year. So the idea that he's a safer option is actually a myth. And he's limited upside. He had to take the ball out of his hands inside the 20s. He can't throw in the red zone because he has no velocity whatsoever. So, and it's noticeable. Like, we're watching these guys throw at minicamp. You know, Drew Lock throws a rocket, and Teddy Bridgewater throws wiffle balls. And it's just, you know, it's just funny to watch. That said, you know, the experience of Teddy Bridgewater, the internal clock, the processing, maybe that extends some drives. So I think they really want to get about 2 weeks of competition, a game or two of preseason action out of both these guys, and then take a look and see, you know, who's going to score the most points for us. At the end of the day, who's going to score the most and turn it over the least, and that's the guy we're going with.
What is the expectation, Ben? This is my last question for you. Overall, of the wide receiver room, I think it's, you look at it from top to bottom, it's probably from like 1 to 5 or 6, one of the deeper ones in the entire league. I mean, Tim Patrick's going to end up being, what, the 4th or 5th wide receiver, and I believe is one of the best and most efficient deep threats in the league. Cortland Sutton, I mean, this is going to end up being a pretty big season for him. What are the expectations for this group? And is a lot of the expectations for this group tied to who's playing quarterback?
Well, kind of, yeah. There are big expectations, and as you mentioned, it's one of the deeper ones in the league. I mean, you know, they would trade Tim Patrick if they got the right compensation for him, because they really like Tyree Cleveland, who's right behind him and basically the same player. So it's, you know, they've got talent at the receiver position. They're coming into camp with like 14 receivers on the roster. It's absurd. But you've got different guys. You know, you got Sutton. He's coming back off the injury. Going to be a make or break for him. You got Jerry Jeudy. You figure he'll pick up in year two, especially if he can clean up the drops. KJ Hamler, the deep threat. Tim Patrick, we already talked about. Tyree Cleveland. And then you get into the Deontay Spencer, who's a returner receiver. And it keeps going on. You've got more guys. They drafted a kid this year too. So there's tons of talent there. There's big expectations for it. The question is can the quarterback get them the football without air mailing it to the other team? And that's really is the question at the end of the day.
All right, Ben, appreciate you, brother, as always. Enjoy your last few days of freedom here and then training camp getting underway. We'll definitely be chatting at some point this season, man. So thanks again, as always, for your time and analysis.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Appreciate it. Benjamin Albright there of KOA Colorado joining us on the Western Hotline. Talk a little Broncos, Aaron Rodgers. Just a fascinating situation that's going to end up playing out in Green Bay, which I would bet in the next couple of days we're really going to be honing in on just how that looks. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Those are your numbers to call. I've got we're going to switch back in a little while here to hockey. Mike Catalano of Fox Sports Rochester is going to join us here in the next 15 or 20 minutes. We'll get a real in-depth look at training camp, get some more thoughts overall on this drama that has built over the last week or so on Twitter about the vaccinations and everything going on in Buffalo. So we'll talk to Mike Catalano. That's all coming next here on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.